that, because we're going to talk about the flu this morning with Dr. Jennifer Cottle. She is a renowned health expert offering some advice to keep ourselves from spreading the germs this holiday season. Doctor, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
All right, let's talk about this. We've sort of started the flu season. Craig and I both have been immunized. We've got our flu shots. So
awesome.
So we won't be coughing and sneezing on you this morning. But sometimes in the office and places like that, you'll hear the coughing or sneezing, and you're thinking, uh-oh, I wish I was far away from that person. Talk about the things we need to do to, you know, prepare ourselves and be defensive on this.
Well, first of all, I'm so happy to hear that you all got your flu shot. That is fantastic. And I love the phrase that you used in the introduction, the influencers. That's pretty awesome, and I might be using that phrase from now on because I love that. So, yes, we're all influencers here. And talking about ways to prevent the flu shot, especially in the office, and you're right, this is cold and flu season when people are coughing and sneezing. Some tips that I have for the office is washing our hands, which, by the way, applies no matter where we are. Washing our hands and using hand sanitizer is super important. But when at the office, we can also sort of wipe down surfaces, our computer keypad, our desk, doorknobs, things like that. But, you know, if you do fall ill, I always say make sure that you stay home. You know, often there's this pressure for us to go to work or school even when we're not feeling well. But as you mentioned, no one wants anyone coughing or sneezing on them, potentially infecting them. So stay home and not only rest up yourself, but make sure that you're protecting other people. And, of course, the biggest prevention of all is getting the flu shot. That, by far, is the best prevention we can have.
And, of course, we've learned from our public health locally, you know, I guess it's like 6 months to whatever age. So all ages really need to get it.
That's exactly right, and I'm so glad that you mentioned that. The flu shot is indicated for people 6 months of age and older. That is super important. There are a few exceptions. You know, there are some people who probably shouldn't get the flu shot, but by and large, most people should and can get it. And I would say this is especially important for those who are high risk. Little babies, people with chronic medical conditions, the elderly, pregnant women. These are populations especially at high risk. So it's really important for us all to get the flu shot and them as well, not only to help protect others, but ourselves.
And we don't realize, or maybe because it comes in sort of small doses, no pun intended related to this, but there are a large amount of people that will die because of the flu this season.
You know, there really are. And honestly, I think that sometimes we don't realize this happens every single year. You know, last year was a particularly problematic flu season. The CDC reported that over 80,000 Americans died from complications from the flu vaccine, approximately 80,000, and more than 900,000 Americans were hospitalized with flu-related complications. You know, I'm as a family physician, I see patients all day, and I'm giving flu shots all day long, too. And, you know, for those patients who sometimes decline, sometimes I'll ask them, you know, why don't you want to get a flu shot? And they'll say, well, you know, I never really get sick. I'm always healthy. And this is what I say to that, by the way. And I'm so happy if someone is always healthy. That's our goal. But there are a lot of people who are not able to fight off illness, maybe as well as we are. And that flu shot's not only important for us, but it's important for them, too. So for those who die from complications or are hospitalized, this is really for us all to get that flu shot.
And it's not, we say flu shot, but they have other ways to administer this now, too, right?
They do, you know, and that's a really great point, too, because, you know, we've had a nasal spray vaccine, a nasal spray flu vaccine in the past. In years past, it had been not recommended, but this year it's sort of back being recommended for some people. So that's an option for some. But there are many different types of the flu shot. You know, that's the shot form of it. We have a type that's good for people over the age of 65. We have shots for those who have certain allergies. You know, I think what's important for people to know is that there's sort of a shot that will match your needs. And they're honestly pretty easy to get. You know, you don't even have to come into the doctor's office. You know, my patients will ask me all the time if they have to see me to get their flu shot. But you don't. You can go to a local pharmacy. You know, Rite Aid, for example, is a pharmacy that offers them. There are many others as well.
I was able to get a flu shot recently, and the pharmacist there said he's seen some Tamiflu prescriptions, but he thinks maybe that was a little overreaction on the part of the doctor. But there is a way sometimes where people can, if they do get the flu, ways to minimize some of those symptoms, right?
That's exactly right. And, you know, not to sound like a broken record, but, you know, I will go back to the flu shot for a second, because those people who get flu shots, if they do get the flu at some point, the flu illness is likely going to be less than what it would have been if you hadn't gotten the flu shot. So that's another reason to get the shot. But yes, there are medications like antiviral medications that may be a possibility for some people if they come down with the flu. And often what we call supportive care, that's things like rest and fluids and Tylenol or Motrin, depending on what your doctor recommends, and just making sure that you're resting and taking good care of yourself. But, you know, I always do say is, you know, come see your doctor. Very important. You know, go see your doctor if you're not feeling well so we can help you through that.
I'm looking at the CDC. They have the map. Usually when I see a map, it's related to some politics, red and blue. This is all green, basically, related to the, you know, where we are in the flu season. Now, I understand
right.
Usually late in or the beginning of the year, January, February, is when things really sort of peak at this point. But it looks like this might, Georgia is the only one that at this point seems to be getting a little bit moderate. So you never know. Sometimes
right.
You'll start in the south and work its way up to northern Ohio.
No, that's right. And I think that's a really great point because right now the CDC is reporting that our flu season is relatively mild right now. But as you mentioned, you know, flu season, interestingly enough, actually goes from October to technically until May. The height of the flu season typically is December, January, February, as you mentioned. So, you know, it's not to say that I expect that we will have more cases of the flu, but certainly that's typically what happens in every year. So, and that's another reason why getting the flu shot as early as possible is the best. It does take about 2 weeks for that flu shot to build up immunity in your body. So the sooner you get it, the sooner you're going to be protected, especially for these high population months. And again, you know, local pharmacies offer the flu shot. Examples are Rite Aid. You know, they have certified immunizing pharmacists, for example. You can go in many times of the day. Oftentimes that flu shot is covered by most insurances, maybe free even, or at no cost. So lots of convenient ways to get protected. You know, that's really the goal here.
Well, now you got me cleaning my keyboard and my phone when I get back to my desk after reading some of this stuff here. So, yeah, any kind of way we can reduce the amount of germs and transmit. And as they say, if you blow it in the tissue and then toss the tissue to get that out as well so we don't recycle some of that stuff that can contaminate the rest of us. Doctor, we appreciate your time and all the good advice this morning. If people want to get more details on it or keep up on what's happening with the flu, is there a good place to get some details for that?
Absolutely. Well, again, you know, I always say CDC.gov is a great place to learn about the flu, but RiteAid.com, for example, has a lot of great information about where you can get your flu shot as well as flu information as well.
Appreciate your time this morning. Thank you. Stay well.
Great. Thank you.